Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. We're going to take a few moments this morning and reflect on the love of God towards His own. I want you to turn with me to 1 John chapter 3. And we're going to meditate for a few moments on 1 John 3, verse 1. John says, see how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we would be called children of God. This is an unspeakable privilege to be called the children of God, given who God is and who we were. It's not automatic that human beings are the children of God, although the world often portrays it such. You will hear people say, we're all God's children. Well, we're not. We were not born God's children. In fact, we were born children of wrath. In this same book in 1 John, John says it is obvious who the children of God are and who are the children of the devil. You and I were born in the wrong family. We were born under the power of the prince of the air, that is Satan. We were his children. We were doing his deeds, and we could dress them up in religion and morality, or we could leave them exposed in all kinds of deeds of darkness. But in his time and in his love, God made some to be his children. He transferred them from one family to another. John is writing to Christians here, and he says, see how great the love of the Father is. Do you see it? Do you behold it? Do you understand the magnitude of this love? That we get to be called God's children. We were not at our best when God adopted us. We were at our worst. Wrapped up in evil and sin and the trappings of our own iniquities, God loved us when we were his enemies. And the love that's described of a love of a father to his children, it's not an impersonal love, as if you've just sort of been glommed onto a group that gets benefits from God and some sort of abstract love. No, the love that God describes here is personal, intimate, relational. It's about you, singular. God has made you a son or a daughter. And how did he do this? He goes on to say that by the blood of his own son, Jesus, he gave us the right to become the children of God. It was at the cost of his own son, his own beloved son, the only one deserving to be his son, who went to a cross to die, to be crushed by his father as a substitute, so that we who are not in his family get to be purchased, redeemed, adopted into his family. We get to become the children of God because of what his own son did. We're going to drink juice and eat bread, a symbol of Jesus' blood and a symbol of Jesus' crushed body. We're going to do these things. We're going to eat and drink in remembrance of him, to remember what Jesus, God's Son, did on our behalf. And listen, this is for all who are the children of God. You don't have to be a member at Grace Bible Church to partake in communion with us this morning. You do have to be a member of His body. You do have to be a member of His family by new birth. Your first birth, your natural birth, brought you into this world and you lived out your natural existence. But second birth brings you into his family. If you've not experienced that transfer, that adoption, this, what we're about to do, it's not for you. But I would urge you, as we're taking communion, that you examine your own heart, contemplate your own life. Where do you stand with God? Have your sins been forgiven? Do you have a part in his family? Do you belong to him through the blood of his son, Jesus? If you do belong to him, we're going to have a few moments of silence, an opportunity for you to meditate on the benefits of what it means to belong to God. It's an opportunity also for you to examine your own heart, to repent of sin that you're aware of, to find freedom and forgiveness in the cross, to remember what He has done, to restore and enjoy relationship to God. If you're here this morning and you're not a believer, this could be a day of salvation for you, a day of adoption for you. It's an opportunity for you to understand, maybe for the first time, what Jesus has actually done, that He died for sinners to bring you to God. And there's no one too bad for the cross, and there's no one too good for the cross. Every human being is in the same condition, in desperate need of a new heart, a new life, a new family. Come to God through Christ. The men will come now and serve us the bread and the juice. Take this time to look at your own heart, remember Jesus, revel in the benefits of your adoption.